The Kimball Arts Center's Senior Director of Marketing and Communications, Amy Roberts, says the event is a family-friendly celebration of art and autumn. The event runs from 1 to 5 p.m. Among other things, the event will feature ceramic demonstrations.
We do have a ceramic studio behind the Kimball Art Center, and we'll hopefully be able to bring some of the wheels outside and have some of our instructors and our ceramics manager, as well as some of our members who come and use the ceramic studio. They'll be able to do demonstrations, show people this is how we make a pot, how we make a cup, whatever it is that they're making. It might be inside, though. Of course, it does depend on the weather.
There are several activities at the event for children.
Kids can go in there, pick out their own pumpkin. It's only $2, and paint the pumpkin's face, as well as the trick-or-treat bags, which we supply. Kids will be able to bling out their trick-or-treat bag, maybe decorate it so it matches their costume, however they want to do it. And then there are a number of free events, too. The leaf printmaking press, you can make your own unique piece of art, a fall leaf.
At 2 and 4 p.m., there will also be tours of the center's new October Body and Soul exhibit.
Features the work of 24 local Utah artists. So some of our art education team will actually be giving guided tours at 2 and 4 p.m. of the exhibition. People can have a dialogue about what they see and what particular piece of art means to them and have a fun discussion about the exhibition.
That's Amy Roberts with the Kimball Arts Center. For more information, you can visit their website. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.